Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for the good stuff, and it's Kim and Mike Burridge, as you said.
I want to say thanks to the Days of 76 committee for advertising here on The Good Stuff. They had a great turnout this past week and the past weekend for the 102nd annual Days of 76 rodeo.
Congratulations to them. A great time for everybody. Hey, local, national, international livestock industry news. You know who I'm talking about. Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. Livestock Auction Report's award-winning columnists. They have classified ads and special interest sections. If you didn't know what I was talking about, you really need to check it out. They even on the internet have the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you can subscribe. So you need to do that now. Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com.
The next date that you need to put on your calendar will be coming up this Saturday, August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Interstate 94, take exit 7. Be there about 11 o'clock when the gates open. And at 1 o'clock, it's the 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match at the Open A Angus Arena. Go online at hotrnd.com. to find out more information. That's August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota.
And I've got a poem by Yvonne Hollenbeck. Of course, this is a cowboy version, and it's called What a Ride. I'm sitting here just thinking and wishing I could go back to the days when I was young and worked the rodeo. Oh, how I used to rope and ride. They claim I was the best. But the sun that shone upon me then is now setting in the west. My trophies and my saddles are all in the Hall of Fame. And if you check the record books, you still can find my name. But one award I'll cherish most until my dying day is all the many friendships that I gathered along the way. There are bumps in life's arena, but however rough the ride, you always make the whistle with a friend there by your side. They'll help you top the roughest mounts, always pitch you slack, or grab your cinch and pull it tight, then slap you on the back. So as I ride into the sunset, before I cross that great divide, I'll tip my hat to all my friends and holler, "What a ride!" Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Yvonne's always got the good stuff, doesn't she?
She does.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine.com. Well, check that out on the website, because right now, this week, it's the Merritt Reservoir area hosting the Nebraska Star Party. For information there, go to NebraskaStarParty.org. International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. And there's still time to book that float down the National Scenic Niobrara River. Again, visit Valentine.com for more details. Well, we have a lot of rhetoric right now about an election coming up, little thing called the general election. So we're going to get a little bit political today on The Good Stuff. I have some theoretical questions about the chicken and the road, okay?
All right. The chicken and the egg?
No, I'm going to share a few of these for you.
Okay.
Maybe some other ones on a future one.
Okay.
So Sarah Palin says the chicken crossed the road because, gosh darn it, he's a maverick.
There you go.
Barack Obama said, let me be perfectly clear. If the chicken likes their eggs, they can keep their eggs. No chicken will be required to cross the road to surrender her eggs, period.
Got it.
John McCain said, my friends, the chicken crossed the road because he recognized the need to engage in cooperation and dialogue with all the chickens on the other side of the road.
I got it.
All right. What do you suppose Hillary Clinton said about the chicken crossing the road?
I'm waiting.
What difference at this point does it make why the chicken crossed the road?
Oops.
One more of them. George W. Bush said, we don't really care why the chicken crossed the road. We just want to know if the chicken is on our side of the road or not. The chicken is either with us or against us. There is no middle ground here. Anyway, those are just a few lighthearted chicken in the road. And we're going to have a few more of those coming up. Maybe Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Al Sharpton, Dr. Phil.
Oh, we've got a wide variety of comments.
Stay tuned.
Very good. Indeed, that's right.
Here's a couple of those Christian one-liners here on The Good Stuff today. Quit griping about your church. If it was perfect, you couldn't belong. If a church wants a better pastor, it only needs to pray for the one that it has.
Amen. I like that. And Mike, we've got something special going on today. We want to welcome KLOE in Goodland, Kansas. They are just getting started with The Good Stuff. That's Joel Navarro down there and Chad Jones. A welcome to The Good Stuff. And thank you so much for inviting us to be on the air down there at KLOE Goodland, Kansas.
And you new Kansas listeners, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. And maybe one day it pops up right here on The Good Stuff.